What kind of reaction have you guys gotten? I know the word's getting out about this thing, and what are people saying about it?
We're volunteers, and now the phone usually we get. A guy called today, and I told him, I said, "You're the 46th caller today." But we get a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of people that are excited. I talked to a guy from West Virginia, and right now we have a team that are going to get the flag from the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and bring it back here so we can have a celebration this weekend. I talked to him on the phone. He wanted to know what we were doing, and it wasn't long he was crying on the phone because he said this means so much to him to know that people care enough about the Vietnam veterans to be able to do this. Back during that era, those guys came back. They were disgraced because of their service to their country. And it is our job now is to correct that wrongdoing that they did back then.
Now, this flag that's coming from Washington, D.C., will this be here temporarily for this kind of this weekend celebration, or will this remain here? What will happen to the flag?
The flag will remain here. Probably at some point in time, we will take it down and display it in the museum because it was brought from D.C. That kind of the connectivity for us there. One thing I do want to mention, we are starting with the Vietnam Memorial, but this project is for all veterans, not just for the Vietnam era or Vietnam veterans. We want to do projects for all the branches of service. We want to do projects for all the conflicts and wars, so.
And you have nearly 50 acres of land here, so could there be some expansion? Could you have some, maybe not a wall, but some kind of memorial for more of the wars that America was involved in?
Exactly. Yes. And we're hoping that people will get on board and help us do that with donations and just be a great place for veterans to visit, anybody to visit.
And I guess at this point, it's hard to estimate how many people may, say, on a monthly, yearly basis come visit this. You would think that it would, once the word gets out outside of this region, even, it could really get big.
Yes, we're hoping so. We're hoping so. We're very close to Interstate 55, and we're hoping to draw people, especially around this area within 100 to 150 miles, but also further away too, while they're traveling through. So.
And I could even see it, somebody who might be a day's drive away that maybe, say, further west, that Washington might be a 2 or 3 day drive, but they can get here much easier. They might make it a note just to make a drive, whether or not they're passing through or not, make a point of coming here.
Yes, definitely.
6 million people every year visit the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. And we're hoping, we don't want to take anything away from that, but we believe that if 10% of them come here to visit this wall here, that we'll be real happy with that time. And this is for them, it's not for anybody else. We're in it for the passion of doing something good for our veterans. As far as the profit, we're not interested. We just want to make this the best place we can for veterans in the Midwest.
The flag will be coming across halfway across country and leading up to Saturday's big event. What is can you tell us about how that came about, this wall-to-wall motorcycle ride?
Well, we've worked real close with the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. as far as being able to set up what we're doing here. We want to copy with what they're doing so that when you come here, you have the same experience. And to show some connectivity, like Vicki was talking about that, we wanted to show to where that we work with them real closely. So we made the suggestion is why not exchange flags? So we put a matching flagpole up here, same height, same size, everything's exact the same thing as what they have at the Vietnam Memorial. So we had the American Legion Riders, led by Jim Rosenberg, and they're here last Sunday. We took a flag, flew it up here, they took it down, we sent it with them, and they're going to take that flag out to Washington, D.C. And there, we've got senators, representatives. The CEO and the president of their Vietnam Memorial is going to be there. We're going to present them our flag. They're going to fly it at the Vietnam Memorial, and we're bringing theirs back for this Saturday. And it's just getting enormously huge with the people that want to participate in it. And we're going to fly their flag here. And like Vicki said, that flag will become a part of the history of this project that we have here. So we're hoping that everything goes good. The weather looks good. And right now, I think we've got 3,600 motorcycles that have signed up to participate in the ride, but we receive phone calls daily in regards to people wanting to join in. So we're all excited about it, and we think it's going to be a great day.
And when we get to Saturday and you have the ceremony, tell us what will be going on that day. What can people expect?
It's not going to be anything really big because this is started off as just a small little tribute. We want to remember the POWs and MIAs because this is that week for that. We have Representative Rick Francis will give us, he's our keynote speaker that will be here. Jackie Smith, who is a NFL Hall of Fame football star from the 70s, is going to sing the national anthem. And we just got confirmation, we got a call. Ozzie Smith from the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team wants to come down and participate because he wants to show his appreciation to the veterans in this area. A little short trip. I do know the community is rolling out the red carpet for this, and there'll be all kinds of restaurants that will have special meals for everybody that participates in this. So it's going to be a small introduction, kickoff to what we're doing here for the Midwest, and we hope that it will expand every year. We've talked to Rolling Thunder, who is a motorcycle organization that remembers MIA's POWs. Now, they go to Washington, D.C. for the Run for the Wall on Memorial Day, and normally there's like 1.3 million motorcycles that participate in that. They want to do a September MIA POW event here every year. So we're looking forward to these events because these events will generate interest, as will generate donations, and help sustainability. So,
what time does everything get underway on Saturday?
Oh, my Lord, it starts off at 6 o'clock in the morning in Arnold, Missouri, with a gather at 8:30. They're going to leave right down the interstate. We do know that every overpass on Interstate 55 from Arnold, Missouri to Perryville will have people there that will be welcoming and honoring the flag as it enters in here. We're hoping to get them here by 10 o'clock. We figure it'll take about an hour for parking at that time. And then at 11 o'clock, we want to try to start our ceremony. It should last about 45 minutes. And then after that, we'll all go to lunch.
Now, the building we're in now, you said you hope to have done by Veterans Day, is right?
Veterans Day of 2017. And we're going to have a big celebration and remembrance for the Vietnam Memorial next Memorial Day. So.
And that will that be the official, kind of the grand opening?
That will be the grand opening. We're already starting plans with that and gearing up for that right there. And it should be an enormous weekend to where that we're going to celebrate the opening of the site. But then Memorial Day, we want a solemn, very, very solemn remembrance of those soldiers that lost their life in service. We get a lot of people that want to thank us for what we're doing, and really what we're doing is thanking the veterans for what they've done, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of what we're doing here on a regular basis, and we plan on continuing doing that as long as we can do it. So that's all we need to say. So thank you, veterans.